Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeinu Deborah Brandt, and this is night 5 for our 8 nights of His Light devotional. The path and the walk of the righteous gets brighter and brighter. Proverbs 4:18, but the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. Just as the room grows brighter with each Hanukkah candle that is lit, so does our walk in Messiah Yeshua. Psalm 84, 5-13. Blessed are they who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you, Selah. Blessed is the one whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the pilgrim roads. Passing through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The early rain covers it with blessings. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion. Adonai Zevaot, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. O God, look at our shield and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For Adonai Elohim is a sun and shield. Adonai gives grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Adonai Zevaot, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Every step we take is one step closer to the heavenly Jerusalem. Do we yearn to walk in his courts, to take every step count for the kingdom and his glory? Proverbs 4:18 again, but the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. This comparison is extremely beautiful and the sense highly instructive. As the light first tinges the east and increases till the sun has attained its meridian splendor, so is the course of a good man. His knowledge, purity, and holiness gradually increase, and the light of his pious example shines more and more till he is exalted in the heavens to shine as a sun in the full blaze of endless felicity. But the path of the wicked, though they may amuse themselves with many glittering meteors, is thick, gloomy darkness, a compound of ignorance, error, sin, and misery, until at length it terminates, perhaps unexpectedly to themselves, in the blackness of darkness forever. The ultimate cross-reference treasury. Again, we see some key Hebrew words. The path, which is the Hebrew word arak, it means path, road, pathway, passing of life, the way of living, a traveler, and a wayfarer. And then the word righteous is zadik, who is one who is just, lawful, and righteous. The Hebrew full day is kun, it means to be firm, to be stable, to be established. In the short time we have on this earth, as compared to eternity, we need to make every step count. Every day as we walk, we need to know that we are coming closer to the end of our race, but the beginning of final destination being with Yeshua. We are here to establish His word and His will upon the earth. As Yeshua taught us regarding how to pray, as we walk out our faith in Messiah, daily we are to pray. Matthew 6, 9-13, therefore pray in this way. Our Father in heaven, sanctified be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Note, a walk of forgiveness daily. And forgive us our debts. Nothing is more frequent in the Jewish writings than to call sins debts, and the phrase of forgiving is used both of God and men. Thus the prayer of Solomon is paraphrased by the Targumist. And hear thou the petition of thy servant and of thy people Israel, which they shall make before this place, and do thou receive it from the place of the house of thy Shekinah from heaven, and do thou accept their prayer and forgive their debts. So Joseph's brethren signified to him that it was their father's order to say unto him, Forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren in their sin, which is rendered by the Chaldee paraphrase, Forgive the debts of thy brethren in their sins. Accordingly, by debts are meant sins here, as appears from Luke 11:4, where we read, And forgive us our sins. These are called debts, not because they are so in themselves, for then it would be right to do them. Debts should be paid. They are not debts we owe to God, but are so called because on account of them, we owe satisfaction to the law and justice of God. The proper debts we owe to God are love, obedience, and gratitude, and in default of these, we owe the debt of punishment. Now these debts are numerous, and we are incapable of paying, nor can any mere creature pay for them for us. Wherefore we are directed to pray that God would forgive them, or remit the obligation of punishment we lie under on account of sin. This petition supposes a sense, acknowledgement, and confession of sin, and of inability to make satisfaction for it, and that God only can forgive it, who does, for Messiah's sake, on account of his blood, sacrifice, and satisfaction. What is here requested is a manifestation and application of pardon to the conscience of a sensible sinner, which is, as it's daily needed, it is daily to ask for. The argument or reason used is, as we forgive our debtors, which is to be understood not so much of pecuniary debtors, though they are to be forgiven when poor and unable to pay, but of such who have offended or done real injuries to others, either by word or deed, the injuries of enemies and the unkindness of friends, all sorts of offenses are to be forgiven by us, and not only so, but we are to pray to God to forgive them also. Now this is mentioned not as if our forgiving others is the cause of God forgiving us, or the model of it, or as setting him an example, or as if his and our forgiving were to be compared together, since these will admit of no comparison. But this is an argument founded upon God's own promise and grace to forgive such who have compassion on their fellow creatures. This is from John Gill's Exposition of the Bible. Walking in His Wisdom, Proverbs 4:11. I instructed you in the way of wisdom. I have guided you along straight paths. Proverbs 2:9. Then you will discern what is right and just and fair, every good path. Psalm 16:11. You have made known to me the path of life. Abundance of joys are in your presence, eternal pleasures at your right hand. Psalm 23:3, He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Psalm 119:35, Help me to walk in the path of your mitzvot, for I delight in it. Chag Sameach, Hanukkah, Night 5, Shalom and Yeshua.